This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. President Obama holds back-to-back meetings with labor leaders today and business leaders tomorrow. Then Friday, congressional leaders from both parties head to the White House to plot our path back from the precipice, that dreaded fiscal cliff of spending cuts and tax hikes. Diane Lim Rogers is chief economist for the Concord Coalition, a think tank committed to balancing the nation's budget. Good to talk with you.
Thanks for having me.
Let's look first at today's and tomorrow's meetings. What's the point? What would the president hope to gain, do you think, by meeting with labor today, business tomorrow?
Well, I think he's hoping that everyone can buy into this idea of shared sacrifice. He's probably trying to break it to all these different constituencies that none of this deficit reduction stuff is going to be easy. There's no quick fixes, free lunches, magic pills, silver bullets, whatever you want to call it. What we're talking about is the need to both address the fiscal cliff, which everyone's afraid of because of its short-term effect on the economy, but at the same time, we do need to commit to some real deficit reduction over the longer term, and that means tax increases and spending cuts.
The pressure to avert the fiscal cliff is enormous. Do you feel that translating at all into pressure to really fix the longer-term problems with entitlements and other things?
Well, the problem is the pressure is like exactly the opposite kind of pressure that you need for the longer-term deficit reduction goal, because the short-term worry about recession concerns gets mixed up with the longer-term need to reduce the deficit, raise national saving, and, you know, kind of get us ourselves on a more sustainable path for the longer term. So it's fine. You know, I actually don't think they're going to have much trouble agreeing on avoiding the fiscal cliff. The question is, are they just going to agree on not reducing the deficit, or are they going to agree to some better form of deficit reduction that is timed better, that is more thoughtful in terms of the mix of revenue increases and spending cuts going forward?
Diane Lim Rogers, chief economist with the Concord Coalition. Thanks again.
Thank you.